Both up. Yeah, thank you.
He always were always scolded. I think it's
I don't
retarded.
know. Yeah, I know. He wild. Is Tori? Wait, oh, I guess Tori. Not... Oh, wait, Tori here. Tori, yo. Oh, here he is. You.
Yo, Skull retarded, bro?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yo, how does he not see the call?
He probably not even, he probably not.
No, I have no idea.
Yo, what's wrong with this nigga, bro?
Bro said, hey, loan me 2 grams, I'll give you the money back later.
That's retarded.
Oh, bozo. What y'all been on, though?
Taking dookies and shit.
Taking dookies and shit. Great. Tori?
Oh, my God.
Tori, what you been on?
Shit, I'm with my family right now. I'm with my family. As you can hear my crazy kid in the background.
Mm-hmm. You was just jumping out of planes and shit.
You said I was jumping out of planes?
Yeah.
I'm gonna continue to jump out of planes too.
How was it?
It was cool. It was cool, man. Like, really, you don't really even. God damn.
Oh, she wildin'.
You don't really enjoy the experience.
Say it again.
You don't really enjoy the experience. Until, like, I don't know, like...
Yeah. Until you know that you are... Right.
Maybe the last jump?
Yeah. I could understand that.
So, yeah, like, realistically, like, you just jump out, and then, like, you gotta make sure you perform, like, your checks when you're going out. So, like, you gotta count to, like, 6. And if your shit ain't fully, like, fully deployed at 6, and you gotta pull your reserve.
Wait, what is 6?
So, like, when you jump out the plane, right, when you do your little exit, so when you jump out, you gotta jump out with your feet and knees together, keep the body tight, and, like, keep your head down, and you just go 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, and if it don't open at 6,000, and you say 7,000, pick your head up, and pull your reserve.
Oh, shit. Do you had to do that?
Hell no. Nah.
Wow. It's panic, though. If that happened, it's panic, right?
Yeah. Honestly, man, if that happened, if you don't feel like a big ass, like, what kind of juice do you want then?
No. Your kids are funny, man. All right.
What kind of juice you want? No.
Yeah, I got it. Put it in your cup. But yeah, like, nah, like, if you, like, there's a couple people that just panic and pull their shit.
Oh, yeah, of course, I'm sure.
Like, they just, like, they jumped out, they was like, yo, like, cause your canopy is still, like, inflating at, like, 4,000 or 5,000, so, like, they be, some people just count so fast cause they so, like, adrenaline pumping, and they like,
yeah, hell yeah.
So, like, you see people that, what does do that, boys be panicking.
Oh, bro. So, like, they pull their reserve on 3.
Yup.
Bro, that's fucking hilarious.
But it's like people they had, like, it's people that, you know what I'm saying, they do the right thing and they don't panic. Because it's like when you do like a mass exit, it's like 15 people, like, back to back to back jumping out of the plane on each side, on the left side and the right side.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when you jump out that joint, it's a possibility, like, if you wanted to, like, the last jumpers, that somebody, or even in the front, if somebody, like, do, if the wind is all fucked up, or somebody got a bad exit, that somebody jump and they land on top of your canopy.
God damn.
So they need to stay calm and be like, all right, as soon as they land on the canopy, they need to run off that bitch and then pull they, like, it's called a riser. And then, like, the, like, thing that, like, help you, like, put, like, guide yourself in the wind.
Yeah.
And then pull that shit and then make sure that you get away from the person. But it was like, I think my homeboy told me a story before I even went. He was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, when I was in school, this ain't funny, by the way, but he was like,
nah, this is going to be funny.
Yo, chill. I'm already ready to laugh.
He was like, nah, the dude had jumped, and he got on somebody's canopy,
mm-hmm.
and dude panicked. And while dude panicked, he got rolled up.
In his own little
shit. Yeah, he got rolled up in his own little shit and smacked the ground.
Yo, what's wrong with niggas, man? What y'all laughing for? What's...
Ain't no y'all. That's a jay.
Tori laughing at this.
That shit ain't funny.
Yo, Tori laughing on the inside, bro.
Hell no, that shit ain't funny, man.
Yeah.
That shit crazy though. Like people, like so people what? Really, people really do panic. Like people be panicking. Like
so
like,
what?
It was like one dude that like when we did our night jump. Like,
yeah.
This is when I was there. We did our night jump. Like we had foreign students there too. So like.
Oh my god, yo.
This dude, I think he was like from Latvia or some shit like that, some crazy shit.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know where he was from. He's from some shit. Some fucking foreign army or whatever. And he jumped. And like when they teach you, when you land, it's fitting these together. It's for a reason. Like they stress it for like the first couple weeks. So like it's almost second nature. But dude, he jumped out the plane. It was nighttime, pitch dark. But you can still see. And his dumb ass went and reached for the ground. So like when I mean reach for the ground, like you know what I'm saying, he didn't have his feet and knees together, he split legged it.
Yeah.
And his fucking he snapped his ankle in two places.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so like the female, she's a captain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, she was like, she heard that man scream, she was like, she heard that man scream in her dream.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, that's crazy. That's different.
But, yeah, yeah. She was like, that dude was screaming like agonizing pain. Like,
yeah. Yeah, nah, ankle breaks ain't a joke, bro. I'm just hurt.
Yeah, like, it was a couple people that got fucked up out there because they ain't land.
No, that is. That's crazy. Yeah.
Like fucked his shit, smacked his shit like on the ground, like. Yeah, he fucked his shit up.
Why is this nigga laughing at this shit, bro? What's wrong with him?
You know that man is like a fan of people being in pain, bro.
Oh sick my ass, god.
Man. This one too, like my daughter over here.
Nah,
like,
that's crazy.
Yo, this nigga skull, bro. Something wrong with this nigga, bro.
I'm supposed to be going to it's called aerosol school in June. So like,
where's that?
It's like sling
niggas.
Nah. it's like sling low training, like basically like helicopter landing zones and shit, and you rappel out of the helicopter. Oh, you rappel out of a helicopter too. It's like a Black Hawk.
Yeah, nah, that's just different shit right there. That's like. That's like taking your body to the most extreme limits. Like to jump out of a plane, like that's just crazy.
I'm trying to tell you, it's really not as hard as you think it is, man.
Oh no, I'm sure that it's not. I'm sure that it's not like while you're doing it, and you know that all right, I got my reserve right here. If anything happened, I'm smooth. But just getting up there.
Oh yeah, for
yo,
sure.
Number one. Oh nigga, yo, number one is when I get in the plane and that shit start going up, I'm shit in my pants it's automatically. I gotta change underwear, number one. And then when they stop the plane and they say, "Hey, this is where we gonna jump from," that's another one. I gotta bring about three pairs of drawers with me because it's multiple times I'm shitting my pants.
Yo, them boys is like, cause the crazy thing is like when you get up there, like you really gotta remember, like first of all, don't panic, cause I mean you don't wanna like if you don't need to pull your reserve. Don't pull it, cause like you got like the main canopy when you coming in, like it comes in like you come like falling a lot slower. The rate of speed is slower than when if you pull your reserve. So if you pull your reserve, like while your main canopy is still like opening, it's going to take the air away from your main canopy, and you're going to come down at, like, a crazy rate of speed.
Oh, shit.
So, you're going to fall faster. I mean, you're going to land safely, but you're going to fall faster than you would if you had your main canopy open.
Uh-huh.
So, like, that's why it's, like, important. Not to
yeah, that shit just...
Pull that motherfucker, but don't panic and pull it. Because then, I mean, like, you're going to ruin your landing. Yeah. So, like, wow. I remember, like, we did, like, full equipment, like, full combat equipment. And we jumped. And then, like, I jumped out. Because we jumped, like, this bird. It's called a C-130, like, and it has, like minimal guard for the blast. It has a guard, but as soon as you step out that joint, that wind is going to take you.
Oof, yeah.
So, like, when you jump out, like, you got all this combat equipment on. So, like, your exit is already going to be weak regardless because you got all the shit, like, rigged to your parachute.
Yeah.
And then, like, when you jump out, like, I jumped out, like, all my shit was, like, there was a bunch of twists and, like, my lines, my suspension lines and my risers. I'm like, oh, here we go. So you got to, like, put your hand behind your hands, like, in a fist position with your thumbs down, spread the risers, and then bicycle your way out so that you can spin out and your canopy can open up all the way.
Can you breathe? Like, because I know when you get that high in the air.
Yeah, you can. No, it ain't that high, bro. Trust me. You can breathe perfectly fine. Now, if you was in military free fall,
yeah,
like, so that's when you, like, the school that I went to was, like, the basic airborne course. So, like, you jump out, your static line is attached to the, your static line is hooked on, you hook your static line on, as soon as you jump out, your static line is going to pull your fucking canopy out. It's going to pull your chute out. So, like, on military free fall, it's on you and you alone to pull your fucking chute. So, you jumping out the plane. And it's high altitude, low oxygen. So, like, you jump mm-hmm. like 15,000 feet.
Oh, yeah. Hell no.
So, like, it's low oxygen. You gotta like, free fall out. Like, you're not jumping out feet knees together. You're jumping out, like, you know how you see people, like, with their arms, like, out and their legs out?
So,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Down, jumping out. Yeah, that's what free fall is.
Oh, yeah. Hell no, man. Fuck that. Fuck that shit. That just seems unbelievable, bro.
It's a good feeling,
like,
though.
Like, I'm sure, when you get down, you like, oh, shit, yo, I'm trying to do that shit again. It's probably like that.
It definitely is, bro. And then when you pull that shit, like, it's uh-huh. funny as shit. It's funny as shit, because, like, on the first jump, right, I jumped out that bitch. And then, I made sure I was good. I checked my canopy. Everything was fully deployed. I ain't had no holes in my chute. I'm like, I'm sitting there, I'm looking. And then next thing you know, it was a beautiful day the first day I jumped. So, like, when I looked out, I was looking at the horizon, and that shit was beautiful. And then like, it was, like, lost. And I realized, I was like, oh, shit, I got to get ready to land. So
Jesus.
I pulled my shit. I'm like 150. I pulled my shit. And I'm like, all right, I'm ready to land.
Yeah, that shit seems... Yeah, because on top of just actually doing it, you looking around. You looking at sure. shit. Yeah, sure. that's crazy.
Yo, what
that's
are crazy. Y'all talking about?
Cracking niggas' skulls about... and shit, bro.
No, we talk about Tori jumping out of planes.
Oh, shit. How was that?
He almost died.
He said almost died.
Nah, but... He told a story of a dude who panicked, and you know how some, like, when you watch a movie, like, they jump out of both sides of the helicopter, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they was jumping out, and one dude landed in another dude's parachute, and he got wrapped up in that vent.
Oh man, I would have panicked.
This man, like me.
So wait, yo, Tori, so what happened to that dude? Is he good?
Nah, he dead, bro.
Oh,
no, he's dead, bro. He's definitely dead.
He's lying, right? Because you guys are laughing.
I'm not laughing. Jai's laughing.
Oh my god.
He said,
"Nah, he's dead." Oh my god.
Nah, he's definitely dead, bro.
Oh, yo, my goodness, son.
This man.
Yo, I don't know if y'all been noticing, but Ajayi has reverted back to like 2017 Ajayi.
Yo, he definitely
really.
Oh my god, man.
He's like, oh my god.
This man has.
Oh wow.
6 o'clock in the morning. You know what he says?
Yep. We already know. We already
some wild ass. Some wild ass.
The thing is,
we ain't even gonna broadcast that. We're gonna keep that quiet.
The thing is that's what I do when I'm at work, because I get to work at 6.
And say that shit?
Not to my coworkers. Yeah, I just be in the group chat. I just gotta start my day off right. I'm just trying to get a couple laughs in.
Yo, I was about to say, you say that to your coworkers. How are you not fired?
That's hilarious.
I was about to say, this man is really bold.
All right, man. Let's start the pod. Let's go here.
Finally, I've been
recording, so I'll probably put a lot of that shit out, because that shit was really funny. But what's up? It's been a long time since we recorded, especially all four of us. But I know me and Reek haven't put an episode out since January 9th.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
You guys been slacking, man. What the hell?
Yeah, for sure. We definitely been slacking.
We back on our shit. Even yeah, with the NFL, tripping. When I was slacking, but we back on our shit. Nobody say anything incriminating at all.
Let's just keep it moving. We gonna keep it moving.
Shut the fuck up, Zeus.
Yo, you be talking crazy to your dog, man.
Crazy. I can't wait till one of Reed dog bite him up.
Oh, they ain't big enough.
He's talking about they ain't big enough.
Not yet. They gonna get you though. As soon as they get big enough to really take advantage of you, they gonna really put hands on you.
Yeah, catch that nigga sleeping, man.
Oh, for sure, bro.
They gonna run up on Reed crazy.
Crazy. He gonna be asleep and they gonna bite his neck.
Man, this nigga Prince, bro. Last night, he shit in our room on the floor.
Yo, funny dog story, yo. Funny dog story. So, in high school, I had two dogs. I had a Yorkie and an Akita. And they used to sleep.
Oh, I love Yorkies.
And they used to sleep in my room at nighttime. So, I let them in my room one night. And we're sleeping. And, like, 3 or 4 in the morning, all I hear is my dog going like,
oh, God.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Is this motherfucker about to throw up? When I say he threw up everywhere, no. I got up out the bed and I just walked to the living room and I just got on the couch and I just went to sleep. Like, I got school in the morning. I can't deal with that shit.
That shit sit?
No, my auntie got up and was like, what the fuck? She was like, what the fuck? I told you to clean that shit up. I was so pissed. I was like screaming at the dog, like, you motherfucker, you can never come back in here. That shit was fucking gross.
That dog was ready to bite your whole neck off.
The dog was crazy, too. Like, we got it. We never trained it. It's just learned as it was going. Like, what sit mean and stop and all that shit. This dog is very crazy.
Both my dogs learned that real quick. They have a choice.
This nigga's little Joe Jackson over.
You right.
Nah, really though. He be whooping them dog ass.
Whooping? Nah, I beat these dogs, nigga.
Damn shame.
Nigga said don't incriminate yourself, mother.
Oh shit. No, you right.
Yeah, nah, it works.
It's been a while since I've been on the podcast. I forgot what the rules were.
Somebody need to call Peter, man.
Or the police, either one, because that's illegal.
Or the police.
Nah, really though. They put you in jail for dogs more than they put you in jail for killing black people. That's a fact.
They treat dogs better than they treat minorities, man.
No, that's for damn sure.
Dogs, man.
They got
in the eyes black, of an angel as dogs.
He being
man.
Black and beating dogs? Oh, I'm going to jail for at least 20 years.
Yeah, you're going to jail. Like big numbers out here. You're going to
big numbers. He getting 25.
Man, he probably get the chair. He probably get the chair. I don't know, man.
Yeah, for sure, cause he gonna have P as a lawyer, so he definitely getting the chair.
They fuck around get assassinated at court and shit. Somebody's in the crowd like,
kill dog sticker.
Somebody at the courtroom let they dog go at him and shit.
Man, for real though, if I went to court, I don't know how much remorse I would have. It depends on what they did. Man, this nigga shit on the floor, bro. That's definitely death worthy. Like, no bullshit. After I had just took the nigga outside.
The thing is, do you have a carpet in your room?
Yes. That's why I wanted to kill that nigga, bro.
They got a big brown stain in the middle of the floor.
No. We clean that shit. We good, but nah. Now, but check this, though.
It's smooth? You got it all out?
Oh, yeah, I got it all out, but check this, though.
Put the club soda on it.
Look, I'll just tell the story. I took the dogs outside, you know, because I thought one of my dogs farted. So I'm like, oh, hell, y'all niggas is going outside right now. Y'all not shitting in here. Took them outside. They both shit. Put them back in the cage. Came out here to play Madden. My girl had came out here because she was asleep and was like, and she heard me yelling on Madden because, you know, that should be tripping, but... my girl came out here and was like, yo, my girl was like, the dog shit. And I was like, what? Yeah, one of these dogs shit on the floor. And I automatically think it's usually Zeus, because Zeus is bad as hell. That nigga is always into some shit, or he pissed on the floor or some dumbass shit. So I automatically thought it was him. So then I go in there and I was like, wait, I closed his cage, so he didn't get out. So it was Prince, and Prince was just laying there looking innocent. You know, when a dog's the doorway, they feel like they can get away with everything. So he's just looking like he got his head down.
Oh, for sure.
He's looking at me with the puppy eyes and shit. And, bro, listen, bro, we had just gave him a bath that day, too. So, well, not that day, yesterday. So took him back outside, you know what I'm saying? Choked the life out of him. Well, that's good.
Came back in,
went to sleep and everything. Had to throw our comforter away and the sheet, because apparently he got on the sheet.
Damn.
Like it was all good. Fam, it was
damn.
Wet.
Nigga was shitty. Nigga made a shitty mess.
Damn. look, next morning, wake up. It smelled like fart again. And I'm like, oh, nah. And then my girl was like, what's that smell? Just turn the light on. Nigga shit in the cage. The nigga had it around his mouth and everything like he ate it or something.
What?
Fam. I killed this nigga at 6 o'clock in the morning, fam. Listen, that's why some dogs, they deserve it. I get it. Do it, but some dogs, they definitely deserve it.
That's crazy.
No, man.
That's some nasty shit, dog. Had
Dookie on his dog, mouth.
I would have definitely hosed the dog down. Like we left my dog in the cage, like the big dog. We left him in the cage like for like a couple of days, like for a weekend or whatever. We came back when I said that shit was a shit fest, and my auntie made me clean it out, dog. When I say it, I wanted to set the whole cage on fire, like the dog in it. Shit everywhere.
Oh, I'm out.
Wow, man.
Nah, man.
I don't want any more pets.
Yo,
what happened?
Did y'all ever see the video? Man, this is a horrible video, and I've never been able to get it out of my brain and forget it.
Of course.
Yo, there was a video of a dude. He put a dog in a cage and threw it in a pool.
Yeah, we gotta get off this subject.
What
happened after that though? Did they die?
Nigga, what you think?
Some dog smart. Nigga probably escaped.
Hell no.
In the cage, nigga. In the cage, bro. No, dog.
Oh, my puppies don't work out of their cage at least 3 times, bro. They smart. All my dog do is beat against the door, and he out of there. Wild and free.
Oh, that's different. That's crazy.
I gotta beat his ass anyways.
All right, let's get off of dogs because this is I don't know. I really don't want to talk about Kobe, but
this happened. It's been over a month, man. I don't want to talk about
that. Yeah, I know, but it hurts, dog. Like,
it still hurts. Yeah, I know. I don't, every time I see it, it's like, I don't know, like my heart just be like, fuck. I'd be in the middle of having a great day and I see some shit like that. Like, man, god damn.
Yeah, that won't get over like,
here.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Nah, but definitely RIP Kobe, RIP Gigi. That shit, man. That shit, like, I don't even know what to say, bro. That was just different. You know what I mean? Like, that was one of those where I'm gonna remember what, like, where I was at for the rest of my life, like that type of shit. Like, when Mike died too. I was 9 years old when Mike died, and I remember vividly what happened. Like,
man,
it was one of those. That shit was crazy. So yeah, and All-Star Weekend, they're doing a lot of great things. The league overall has done a lot of great things ever since January 26th. And
yeah, that game is gonna be interesting tonight. With the rule change and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, format. What do you guys think about the format?
They did a little too much with that.
Yeah, they could have just
changed the MVP award, like the name of it.
Yeah, they could have just
said Kobe Bryant award, but whatever. But
they could have just did that, and then the 24 and 2. Jersey numbers. That's all they could have did right there.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, they're talking about the first of 24 in an untimed quarter. That shit gonna be over in like 3 minutes. Like, it's an all-star game. Them niggas is not gonna have any problem scoring 24. Like, it's gonna
be... It might be some funny shit to watch, though. I'm not even gonna lie.
I wonder if played their hardest in the untimed quarter, though. I don't know.
But one thing that I like is we don't have a game winner. Huh?
The first you think so? Wait, what do you mean we gonna have a game winner?
Like in street ball. You know, when your team got 20 and you hit the game winner, that's 21 and you lit. It's just like that.
Okay.
Nah, that's the format for the All-Star game?
Hold on. I think he's right about that. Hold on.
Nah, they bugging it. That's the format, though.
Tori, you didn't see it? Okay, so, all right, hold on. I'm going to pull it up because it's specific to every quarter. So, hold on. I'm going to pull it up. Yeah, here we go. Rules. New game format. Let's see. Hold on. I'm about to read. All right, so here we go. Team Giannis and Team LeBron will compete to win each of the first three quarters of the game. Those quarters will be the standard 12 minutes, but start with a 0-0 score. So, for the first quarter, it's going to start at 0-0. They'll play 12 minutes, and then this quarter will start as same thing. At the beginning of the fourth quarter, the game clock will be turned off, and a final target score will be set based on the leading team's cumulative score through the first three quarters. That target score will be the leading team's total score plus 20. Once the target score is finalized, Team Giannis and Team LeBron will play the untimed fourth quarter, and the first team to reach the target score will win the game. So if the total score through three quarters is 100 to 95 and Team LeBron is up, the target score would be 124. So LeBron would only need 20 points in order to win, and Team Giannis would need 29.
That's stupid, man. That's retarded. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
That rule changes too much.
Yo, who came up with that? Who came up with that?
Adam Silver. Stupid. Yeah,
are they doing that in dedication to Kobe? Because that's retarded. I don't even mean to say retarded, but that's dumb as fuck.
Just call it what it is, man. It's retarded, bro.
I think Adam Silver, bro.
What's wrong with him?
Yo,
He does too much,
he,
man.
He is way worse than David Stern, bro.
Yo, he be trying to do shit like create like in-season tournaments. Like, hell no. Like, ain't nobody trying to see that bullshit. Yo, like, who the hell is
trying to who's trying to watch the NBA be like the NCAA?
Right. Nobody. Or like high school.
Are they doing a tournament thing for real, though?
I don't know. Like, it was still being talked about.
It hasn't. Yeah. It hasn't been confirmed, but. But they're talking about it, and I think in April they do the kind of voting on. It's like they'll do a voting on the rules like new rules. I think they do that every offseason, and that's probably going to be one of the ones that they vote for. I wouldn't be surprised if we see major changes for the 2020-2021 NBA season.
I don't think it'll be that smooth.
That's kind of
They gotta give them like an extra season out to prepare. So I think it'll be like 2021-22 season.
Okay.
I think that's either what they were talking about the tournament stuff. It would be for like 2020.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Either way, I think major changes are coming. I think that the season is gonna be shortened. I think that the reseeding of the playoffs has to happen. That's the one change. That's the one big change, man? Where it's like, because it just doesn't make sense to have those teams from the weak ass Eastern Conference in the playoffs. They're just gonna get smoked. There's just no point.
So what do you mean? You can't just have the Western Conference,
right?
No, it won't be just the Western Conference, but it's going to be seeds 1 through 16 and the entire league.
Nah, it's not college, man. It's...
See, but that's fucked up, though, because what about the teams that win the division in the
East? Yeah.
Exactly. Like, what if your
That is a good point. I didn't think about that.
What if your team
you can't just be like, oh, fuck them. Like, even in the NCAA tournament, they honor the teams that win like their division. Yeah. They get an automatic berth. Shit.
Exactly. Like, what if you go 65-17 and you got to fight for a playoff spot? Like, that's stupid as fuck.
I would be mad as shit. Okay, I would kill everybody, bro.
I think that that's really dramatic. I think that that's really dramatic, and I don't think. I understand what you're saying. Like, I didn't think about that, but nigga, win the fucking games. Be 1 through 16.
You do realize the East, like, their records are actually pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Oh no, for sure.
This nigga talking like the Eastern Conference records are ass. Like,
the East look better than the West.
Right.
Okay. All right. But listen.
Yo, this nigga a giant, bro. He got a broad body. It's like crazy, bro.
Nah, but this.
Well, what the hell Bron got to do with this?
Because he on the Western Conference now, so all of a sudden you talk about how deep the Western Conference is. Shut up, nigga.
Nah, it is deep, though.
The Western Conference been deep, bro. What are you talking about?
Way better players.
You ain't ever acknowledged that shit any other time, nigga. I do got CP.
Family, that's because there's nothing to acknowledge. The West is way.
Wait, what? Go ahead, lock.
It's been nothing to acknowledge. The West's been better than the East for fucking years. What you talking about?
Duh, nigga. That's not the point, nigga. You just now acknowledge it.
Bro, but I'm just talking about, like, listen, if I'm talking about just player, I'm talking about just players wise. Like, if we were to put together a team of the best players from the West and the best players in the East, East is getting their ass kicked most years.
Man, I don't give a fuck about that bullshit, bro.
That's all what I'm talking about, but... Me, personally, I want to see 1 through 16. Maybe they try it for a year, and then we see what happens. But I do want to see that.
I mean, what's wrong with the playoff format now?
Nothing. Literally nothing is wrong with it. That's what I don't understand. Why change it? There's nothing to change. Like,
nah, I ain't.
What's wrong with it, DeJay?
I guess. It's just that we see. Hold on. One second.
He's gonna look up what's wrong with the Eastern Conference.
He ain't gonna see nothing.
I am right now.
Look, the Bucks is 46-8. The Raptors are 40-15. Boston 38-16. Miami 35-19. And then look at the first four for the West. 41-12, 38-17, 37-18, 36-18. So it's pretty fucking similar. Actually,
it's very similar.
Actually, the first two seeds in the East have just about a better record than the first seed in the West.
Sure, but it evens out at the end. But anyways, hey, let's look at the
Yo, kill this nigga, bro.
But the thing is nobody's trying to see the Magic and the Bucks play. Like, nobody wants to
you
see
You don't
that.
Have to watch Put those it... games then.
Right, nigga, don't turn it on. You know who's gonna win.
Yeah, but the thing is that too many people don't want to see it. Just make it 1 through 16. Let the good teams play.
Nah, relax.
And then what if we get it? What if we get a shitty finals?
I was about to say that. Then put it like this. What if you get a Magic and a Hawks finals?
Right. Dumb shit can happen just like
Damn, that.
That
just...
Who watching that? You ain't watching that.
But the thing is, I could say that for anything. I could say, yo, what if we see the Kings and the Magic play? Like, I could say that if for anything.
Yo, so what the fuck? So I'm just saying, what if it happens?
Exactly. Hold on, all right, so let's go off teams in the actual, like, that are both in the top eight right now in the comments.
These niggas
like,
is crazy.
Alright, so the Magic and the Grizzlies. You would watch that?
No, I'm not watching Magic. Bro, listen. Jesus,
I'm just saying, if they made it to the finals, would you watch that?
Hold on.
Fam, but they not.
Let me look at what would be the top 16 right now. Like, what would be the actual top? Because it looks. Hold on. All right.
I want to see it.
It would be the Bucks. It would be the Raptors. Okay, it'd be the Bucks, Lakers, Raptors, Nuggets, Celtics, Clippers, Heat, Jazz, 76ers.
But somehow Rockets, I'm wrong.
And then the Thunder, and then the Mavericks. Oh wait.
But somehow I'm wrong by wanting to see the best teams compete in the playoffs.
And then
what if it's the Grizzlies versus Jazz or something?
Hold on, I'm tripping.
What are they not going to do? Western Conference?
No, you're not tripping. You're reading it right. You're just wrong.
So what is it just going to be called?
Yeah, but only the bottom two teams got bad records in the East.
So what is this just going to be called? An NBA tournament?
Right, dumbass. That shit dumb as hell, bro.
It's
don't
not
worry
about what it's called. I'm worried about watching the games.
What fam, do you call,
yo, son.
The Final Four. It's called the Final Four. Like
fam,
NCAA.
You got 82 games Dog. To watch some exciting games, man. You know.
Not really, because not
you
all
know
of them are
fucking
totalized,
tired
but...
these teams going to be when they get to the finals?
Bro, niggas is going to
Wait,
kill.
What are you talking about?
1 through 16.
I don't want to see 1 through 16. This nigga Reek just named the.
What about three of them games? Four of them, man. I don't know.
Yo, so that NCAA format, right? The NCAA format.
I know nothing about the NCAA. I've never watched college basketball in my life.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing that you want right now.
Okay.
So check this out. If they doing it just like the NCAA, right? So that means that one loss, you out.
No, that's bro. I'm talking about still a seven game series.
Oh, still a seven game series.
Hell yeah. I'm not talking about one game and you out. What the
okay, that's what we talked
about. Right. I'm talking about.
I still think the seeding should be the same
within the game.
It should be. I still don't think the seeding should change.
I really don't see
like
how you guys can think that.
KD's coming back next year. The East is going to be really, really strong again.
Yeah.
Yeah, OG.
So what's gonna be wrong with the playoffs here?
Listen, I'm not saying that there's anything. I didn't say that there's anything wrong with the playoffs. I want to see 1 through 16 to see what it looks like. It could be more exciting. And just looking at and just naming off the best teams in
the
league, the
Hawks
best 16
win a championship again.
Bro. That's but how could that be if it's seven game series, bro?
Okay, if we were to go based off that, it would be 9 teams in the West, and then 7 teams from the East that would make the thing, the tournament right now, the 16-team tournament. So you might as well keep it the same.
Yeah.
It's one extra team, like.
No, but it's not about East versus West, though. It's just about the best teams in the entire league.
So what about the divisions and all the record stuff?
I'm going off of record.
There won't be no Western Conference, Eastern Conference no more?
Not in the playoffs. We can have Eastern.
I think it's still going to be East and a West.
So it's going to be basically the regular thing still?
Yeah, but what would be the point, like, of it being?
How you going to have an East team and a Western Conference tournament? I mean, bracket. Or...
You niggas is retarded. I'm letting you know that right now.
No, you retarded. You retarded because look, how the fuck is that gonna work? What's the point of having an Eastern Western Conference if at the end of the day it's just gonna be the teams that end up with the best record? Like it don't matter the conference they're in. And if they're gonna be matched up against teams from the opposite conference, like what's the point?
That's not West versus East. I mean,
like what you even want to call it?
West versus East. I don't care about it. I don't care about none of that shit. Let's do 1 through 16. Y'all trying to talk about conferences. I'm talking about the whole league. Just make it 1 through 16.
Yeah, bro, stupid. Usually the same teams make the playoffs every year, so
right, it wouldn't change.
So what's going to be the difference?
This nigga want to see East versus West the whole playoffs.
Two is going to play, 15? East, one is going to play 16? It's still, they're not going to meet each other.
I
almost just took my
headphones off.
I like
Asuka, what'd you say?
What do you mean?
Nigga, did you say?
I'm saying, you want the top teams to play. It's still going to be the same because the top teams are going to be still at the top playing the lower seeds, right?
Right. It's usually one against 16, two against 15, three against, you know, just keeps going down.
The top teams are not just going to automatically go to the bottom because
the Bucks would play the Trailblazers right now if that were to happen. You would want to see that?
Damn. Yes. What are you talking about? That's not a bad series.
Oh my God, we know how to finish this.
Bro, I'd rather see that than fam. You'd rather see Bucks Magic over that?
Die, fam. Like they would die.
The Bucks would sweep them, bro.
Bro, you want to see Bucks Magic over a Bucks Trailblazers? It don't matter. You want to see Bucks?
It's the same thing.
Recording. I just started recording.
Yeah, me too.
God. Hey,
listeners, check this out, bro. I made a mistake. When my mic cut off, I came back and I accidentally didn't click the record button, and we've been recording for like a half hour, but we was talking about basketball. It ain't nothing important.
Last time we was, man, they last thing they probably heard was me talking about beating my dog.
No, bro, this was after when my mic cut off. We got way more content than you think we did.
You're a sick nigga, man.
It was an accident.
His mic cut off around him like a Magic Bucks thing.
Oh, yeah. So back to the Jets. All right, so we was talking about JLA.
I'm ready for that. I'm ready for a Drake album, man. It's been too long.
Man, no, bro. No, we ain't talking about no Drake. No, bro.
Are we talking about Drake?
All right, hold on. We'll talk about Desire after. Who cares? I love that. Yeah.
Hey, Roddy Ricch album back number one again.
Of course.
He been running the charts for
a while. That shit is fire.
Hey, that album is really good, man.
That shit, I listen to that album every week, man. That album is great.
Don't tell Jai that. You know that nigga just listen to New York rap.
Oh, hey, I like a couple records off that
Benny
shit.
Benny Blanco listening. Who you listening to?
He a backpack nigga.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, fabulous nigga right here.
Esco, relax.
I like PETA.
No, hold on. Esco was trying to be funny about Benny the Butcher name. Relax, nigga. Because that nigga's nice.
Yeah, that's a fact.
He cool.
What?
He cool.
He nice.
Yeah, Esco not outside. That's all right.
No, you're not outside if you're not listening to that Roddy Ricch, man.
Nigga, I'm not outside. I'm at work.
Now listen to that. Gotta listen to the Rowdy Rich, man. Hot Fashion is one of the best songs ever. The Box, of course, is great. It's getting kind of played out now, but
PETA is the best song on that album. I haven't listened to the whole album, but
it's not the best song. It's one of the top songs. It's not the best one, though.
I haven't listened to the whole album, but I'm gonna just say that PETA is the best song. Like, that shit is incredible.
I also been listening to Mailbox Money by Nipsey. That's been like my shit.
Oh, today is the 2-year anniversary of Victor.
A hundred a show with my shit, bro.
Man, that shit is fire. With Rick Ross.
Rick Ross smoking on that show. I ain't gonna lie.
Greatest ever, like a Brooklyn nigga. That shit was hard.
You already say Jay-Z, Drake better than Jay-Z, bro.
When I get older, I will.
Yeah, I don't know. I ain't never gonna say that nigga better than Jay-Z.
I enjoy Drake's music way more than Jay-Z. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't.
Listening to Jay-Z, but I enjoy Drake. That's why
I was joking, but like Jay-Z is always gonna be my GOAT. But I agree with Sko though. I enjoy Drake's music more than I do Jay-Z. But that's just, I mean, it is what it is. Jay-Z, Drake is like more than just rapping.
Yeah,
you know?
He's just more than rapper.
Ain't nothing wrong with that though.
And his next album better be hard, man. Better not be no 20 album, 2D track bullshit, man. I just want to hear
raw shit. That shit about to be a classic, nigga.
Four bars.
Expectations I got, nigga.
Hey, man.
I have no faith.
Niggas told me that Drake song for song better than Hov, man. I don't got no.
Yeah, honestly, yo, I ain't gonna lie. Somebody needs to be dropped on their head for that.
Who said that?
Yeah. Niggas told me Drake was song for song.
Don't say niggas. Didn't say that. That's the only nigga that said that.
OVO Lieutenant. I don't think.
Yeah, yo, didn't. Yo.
That nigga ain't no OVO Lieutenant. That nigga a 5-star general, bro.
Honestly, of any Canada music in general, because you see how hard that nigga is caping for that Bieber album? It's not
popping out of Canada that's popping right now is Tory Lanez Broken a Minute. That shit is fire.
Yo, that bitch hard. That bitch hard.
He's slid on that record, bro.
He the real sis guy, man.
Man, like, lately he's, like, that new Toronto 3 is gonna be the shit.
Yeah, that shit gonna be crazy, bro. And I'm actually look forward more to the new Torontos anyway, because the new Toronto 2 is fucking crazy.
That shit is so fire, bro.
I used to be all for singing instead of the rapping, but now I'm like, you could just rap, bro. Fuck the singing shit. You could just...
That ass, bro. Like, yo, he really can rap, bro. Like, niggas his rapping is like 10 times better than the singing shit.
Talk that shit on there, bro.
Fuck that rapping shit.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Fuck wrong with... Yo,
what's wrong with this nigga today, bro? Is Bieber album nice though? I don't know. He was on that corny
It's solid for real. It's cool, bro. Like, don't get me wrong, he got some joints on there. He got a couple joints. It ain't no Purpose, it ain't no Journals, but he got a couple joints on there.
Yeah.
My thing is,
man, Purpose is a classic.
Yo, this nigga Denton really came in the chat or went on the TL and was like, yeah, nigga, you know what I'm saying? 18 hours after the Brent album dropped. 18 hours after the Brent album dropped. Yeah, so we're going to finally keep it a buck about the Brent album. Nigga, it's been 18 hours.
He did that earlier than that.
Yeah, first of all, it's been 18 hours. And then on top of that, the album is fire. And then you gonna come in the same breath and say, yeah, nigga, yeah, this Bieber album the best shit out. Like, nigga, fuck, what the fuck?
Anybody that like has any association with Drake, I feel like that nigga fuck with. No funny shit.
I bet you if Brent had a Drake feature on his album, he said that shit the best album.
Fam, you know that's facts. You know that would happen.
Actually, I would like to hear that though, by the way.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I don't want to hear any singing from Drake. I straight just want bars.
Oh, you tripping? That nigga singing?
He tripping.
He can drop a few singing, but I just want bars.
You hear
for
that,
real, man.
You hear that beat switch on Desires? I need that shit like that, bro.
You know what I need? I don't need a Drake singing song unless he's singing with Chris Brown.
Yeah, Okay. Yeah. All right. I feel that.
I need that. Because what he did, Chris Brown brought out of him on No Guidance, I need that for a full-length project.
I can dig that. At least seven songs. I'll play that shit every day for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's why I'm mad that they were beefing for that long for no reason. And it's like,
for real, like, if you could put together a record like that, if you could put together a record like that, and they did it, like, in no time, I think, too. I think they put that together in, like, what? They said they did that within a couple days.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like if they did that in a couple of days, like imagine what they just sit in the studio and just cook together.
Yo, what the fuck?
Yo, what you over there cooking crack?
What?
You over there, you got the Pyrex out, you cooking crack?
Wait, what are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about the screen. Yo, y'all gotta pay attention to the screen.
Nah, son. No, I hear clinking and like spoon. Ew. Clinking. Like, that man was over there dropping ice cubes in a crack pot.
You gotta peep the screen, bro.
Yo, what is me doing on the screen?
What am I doing?
Hey, bro.
Yo, what did I do? The fuck?
Yo, son, you wildin'.
I do know. Yo, what y'all talking about?
Hey, man. Anyways.
Yeah, man, fuck that shit.
I hate to be that guy, but I haven't listened to any new music in a long time, man. It's been a really long time.
I listen to a lot of old shit lately, though.
I always keep up with the music, but it don't be a lot of good shit that sticks, honestly.
I'm kind of tired of waiting on Party Next Door, so it's like, it's whatever when you drop.
Damn, this nigga said January, then he said February, and it's almost the end of February. This nigga bugging.
It's probably in the next 2 weeks, but it's like, whatever.
Nah, niggas been saying the next 2 weeks since July, nigga. Like, it's been a minute.
Damn. And if this album ain't all that, it's about to be sad.
Oh, it's a rap, right?
It's about to be
a rap, right?
It's a curtain. It's
going to
be curtain.
Be out of here.
But you want to know what's interesting? Is we're starting to see, like, the development of these new R&B acts. Like, you know that new R&B sound I'm talking about? We're starting to see that. Which is crazy to see, because it started at, like, what, maybe 2014, 15? Yo, Reek, I'm being dead serious, and you playing around. It started, like, 2014, 2015, and we're starting to see the development of, like, yo, Bryson is done. Nobody can convince me otherwise. Bryson is finished.
Oh, of course. I mean, I don't know. That next project may be hard. I don't know.
I have no faith in that project, bro. Like, just by the music that he's dropping, nothing is stuck.
But he dropped music.
Yeah, he has, but it's not good. So what's the point?
I don't know, man.
So it's like,
he just need to drop a song with Drake and get his mojo back.
No, man.
He did. That shit not was trying dark. To hear
Drake. What song did he drop with Drake? Bad Karma.
That shit was ass.
That song ass. Big ass.
Fam, we not, like, Bryson is done. Party, we gonna have to see about this. If this next project ain't it, it's over. It's a wrap. It's
man,
a
wrap. Brent,
but what I'm hearing about it,
Brent carrying the torch, man.
I haven't heard
Brent new album yet.
That shit hot, bro.
I haven't heard Brent new album either.
Yo, Ajay, the first record you need to listen to of Brent album, the very first.
Fuck that.
The very first record you need to listen to is Been Away. Been Away.
Kill this nigga, bro.
Yo, I'm Been Away. To,
matter of fact, I'm gonna drop that shit right in the motherfucking chat right now.
I can't.
If you don't listen to that shit after this, I'm gonna smoke your
ass. Yeah, I'm. Alright.
I can't wait for a meat joint.
Niggas have dropped some other shit, bro.
I can't wait for a Meek Mill album.
I like that new loot, though.
You say you like that new what?
Out the car, bro.
Loot?
Yeah, get
who? Yo, anyway. Yo, a new Meek Mill album is needed right now.
Not really. I listen to new music. I heard loot, though.
Yeah, I listen to that loot. That shit good, too.
Yo, this is why we not... This is why we not in
this podcast. This is the problem.
We are strictly just universal to everything. We not a music podcast. Because this nigga Ajay, he don't listen to nothing but Dreamville shit. Dreamville.
That's not true. And, yeah, I can't really listen to Dreamville like York. That.
And I still haven't heard the deluxe That's Dreamville it. Album, though.
I don't give a fuck.
I wouldn't even play that shit.
Why didn't you listen to it? Because it was no new Cole on that bitch. That's why.
Exactly.
That's not true. Because it's a bunch of shit I ain't listened to.
That's not true.
Fam, because I still haven't heard Brent new shit. I still haven't heard her new shit. Y'all know how I feel about both of them.
Yo, Cole's album better not be ass.
I promise you it better not.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
I put this on everything, bro. Like, I seen that fucking, that new deluxe playlist from Dreamville. I scrolled through it. Ain't see Cole name. Exited out.
Yeah, I didn't want to listen to that shit no more.
I was like, all right, I'm done.
Oh, like, fam, nigga, y'all added 13 new songs. Like, relax. The
fuck? Yeah, relax. Ain't nobody listening to that, bro. Ain't nobody listening
to that. I might as well make that Dream Revision of Dreamers 4.
Yeah, real rap. Because, and take everybody off that bitch and just put Cole on out.
For real.
Yeah.
Yo, Cole's taking forever to drop shit, bro.
I'm cool with it, though.
I was a little disappointed with,
the deluxe,
Revenge of the Dreamers in general.
I was too.
Just because of all the promo the inviting all these niggas and blah blah blah, and for the album to be that, like, it was okay, but like.
I enjoyed the music. I get what you're saying, Ori. I enjoyed the music, but the thing that I didn't like is like what you just said. Like, he hyped it up so much. He's like, yeah, so I collaborated with all these niggas, and then he brought
what's old boy name? It's the same niggas on every song. Wap Dad trash ass on 6 songs, damn near.
I was like, yo, son, why you putting this nigga Wap Dad on the song talking about you wanted to collaborate with niggas? And then you got Kendrick singing on a hook like, we want to hear this nigga sing. Like, we don't want to hear this fucking nigga sing, bro. I don't want to hear this nigga sing.
I don't think that Kendrick wants to rap right now. Now, listen, that's the thing. I don't think Kendrick wants to hear niggas rap. Now, I don't think Kendrick wants niggas to hear him rap right now. I think he's going to just drop the whole album. It's going to be a surprise. He ain't going to drop no single, nothing. He's going to drop the whole shit.
Oh, we ready to talk about Kendrick? We ready to talk about Kendrick for real?
Oh, yeah, we supposed to talk about Big Sean and Kendrick.
Oh, yeah, we definitely think he's doing that to
And you know what the crazy thing is? I know this album is about to be like one of those like dramatic changes from him too, because he took this long with To Pimp a Butterfly, and then we got that bullshit. So like,
yeah.
I hope we don't get the same shit, bro. Like, I really, really, really hope, like, cause don't get me wrong, bro. On first listen, To Pimp a Butterfly is a masterpiece, and then you listen to it a couple more times, and then you realize, damn, no pun intended.
I don't agree, but.
Yeah. You didn't tell me you still listen to Pimp a Butterfly as on, like, man.
Definitely. I don't listen to Pimp a Butterfly right now, but if I throw that shit on.
Nah, my boy, I listen to, like, it's literally only one record over to Pimp a Butterfly that I listen to.
I'm gonna spin to Pimp a Butterfly soon.
How much you ain't got
just for us, you gonna spend this shit just for us.
You ain't got a lot.
No, I've been thinking about it. No bullshit.
Yo, I honestly want the Kendrick album. I don't know.
It's rock inspired. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, but they probably be lying. It'd probably be one song that's kind of rock inspired, and then they take that and run with it.
Damn, they've been saying that shit for like a year. I don't think that's a lie.
It's gonna be rock inspired, but it's not gonna be what you think it is. You know what I'm saying, my boy? He probably just gonna use like more like live instrumentation, more geared towards like a rock sound, but whatever. But with like a hip hop.
But that's what he did with the Pimp a Butterfly.
Yo, because I didn't really like Damn for real like that.
Yeah, like, I don't even listen to Damn. Like, I listen to like 2 records over Damn, and that's Feel and Fear. I'm sure it's hot.
I like Fear, Feel, and Duckworth. That's it. Element is cool.
Like that.
Element,
I
like Duckworth. Element, don't like Duckworth, because after what I heard about.
Yo, that last record aged. That last record aged like terribly to me. Like, it was good for like the first couple months, and then it just aged terribly.
Yeah, because it's always like
that entire album aged terribly to me.
For me, that nigga music is a general age bad for me.
No, that's not true.
Yo, wait, what did he say?
Kendrick is a black Eminem, bro.
He's gonna be a black Eminem right now.
Later on in our life,
they're gonna treat Kendrick like we treat Eminem. Like, that nigga cool, but okay, whatever.
Niggas need to realize this shit quicker than that, bro. That nigga is a black Eminem. Just like Busta Rhymes. Like, it's okay. The nigga just raps fast. The nigga just raps fast, man. Like, Come
Yo,
on.
Did not
it ain't even about punchlines. This nigga just overraps all the time, nigga.
Man,
he do. He like he double like a bunch of
them. And then we want him, and then on the tracks that we want him to rap on, he fucking sings and shit.
Right. That's a it's a reason why he don't want to rap with niggas. He can't. He getting smoked like fam. If he rapping with Drake or Cole, he getting smoked. I don't give a fuck.
I put it to you like this, bro. I knew Kendrick ain't really want to rap for real when American Dream came out and he was singing on the bridge, bro. I was like, singing. Cole just got on this record. Cole got on that record. It was like, yeah, nigga, come at me. And that nigga died. Said,
Cole even rapped about it on the song.
He said niggas ain't trying to rap with him.
Niggas is scared.
Yeah.
Feature Cole just different in general, but
he different, bro. Like ain't nobody really fucking with him on the feature tip. Bro.
Yo, like, Cole's like I'm glad Cole got more active than he used to be over the years. He used to just hide away and then come out and go back to hiding.
I'm glad he got that Grammy.
Oh, he did. Yeah. He probably don't even care about that shit.
He doesn't.
He's gonna rap about it and be like, I don't even care about this shit.
Yeah, he don't care, but check us out. Check us out though. Now niggas can't talk shit about him and say he don't got a Grammy.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Either way, a Grammy's a Grammy. So
whether
you care or not, a Grammy's a Grammy. You're gonna get saluted for that regardless. So definitely
100.
Congratulations to Cole and 21.
Oh, he got another chance next year if he dropped the album in time.
Nah, he ain't gonna win that Grammy over Drake.
I mean, but it's gonna be probably Drake. I don't see Cole.
Kendrick gonna win that Grammy over everybody because Kendrick is like the golden boy.
The Grammys suck that nigga meat. Yeah. No pause.
I dead ass think if Drake drop an album that like the world just fucking like everybody love, like nobody hates or criticize it, like it's gonna get criticized, but like.
They're gonna scream Ghostwriter again. If it's that good, they're gonna say, "Oh yeah, he got a brilliant Ghostwriter."
Twitter in general, this is a stupid place.
I want him to add features on there, like I don't know.
And you know what the crazy thing is, like when I watched that interview with him and Elliot Wilson, he talked about like his love for collaborating with people, and like I like that he open and honest about that because it's like. Realistically, everybody really do that. Like, it's crazy. Like, he's telling you, like, look, I like to collaborate with certain people. He was like, but on most of my records,
on his rap record, it's all him.
He's like, if I'm doing a timestamp record, you think I'm a collaborate with Party on a timestamp record? Like, let's be real. Right. And Party, what the hell you think Party writing on a timestamp record?
At any rap record, what the fuck is he gonna say? Like,
exactly.
You remember when the kid had waves?
Waves with the wave cap. Yep, that's the
man. Exactly that right. Shit was not rap. That nigga was just hell no. I don't know what that was. It wasn't rap.
No, man. The Say When track is gonna be fire.
I know. Yeah, like, did you that snippet? And that's the song Christ.
I think that's gonna be the start of the promo right there.
Yeah, niggas ain't.
He's trying to show niggas he can still rap. That's all.
Yeah, niggas ain't give Kendrick no trouble when he collaborated with 50,000 niggas on To Pimp a Butterfly, but niggas gonna give, you know what I'm saying? Niggas gonna give Drake all that smoke when he start to collaborate with a nigga on an R&B record and ask for and help a nigga out with one leg.
Niggas gotta let that go.
Yeah, that shit crazy to me. And then when you hear QM on like the records, like I think with that 10 band shit, like when I heard when I heard his reference, I was like, damn. I was like, thank God that nigga took it home.
That's how all of Quentin Miller's references are, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was like, yo, what the fuck? Yeah. I heard it, and I was like, actually, when you hear him, like, the reference, like, you, like Drake take, like, the hook, like, the catchy part of it, and then he flip it, and he add his own lyrics to it. So it's like, is he really?
Nah,
like,
that nigga steals the whole flow.
No, but I'm talking about he added lyrics to it. I'm not talking about the flow.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Because with Rico, right? When he switched his flow on Rico, like when he was like, what did he say? He said, what did he say about the Michael Jackson shit on Rico?
He said,
I am the king of pop. I should probably just move into Graceland. What'd he say? Yeah. No. Madonna's a ting. I know it. I'm the king of pop. Be able to never land. Some shit like that.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, Quentin, you think Quentin Miller saying that shit? Fuck out of here, bro.
I don't know. That Shaq at the free throw line was very far.
Yeah, that shit was hard, though. I give QM that. That shit was hard.
Hey, niggas in the chat said. Cole don't got a better album than Championships.
I don't even gotta look. No, Adam said that dumbass shit. Bro.
Yep. I don't even gotta look at that, bro.
Jamin said it.
Oh my god.
I mean, of course, Adam agreed, but.
I don't gotta look at that, bro.
But Jamin also says C3 a top ten album ever. So yeah, whatever.
It's certain shit like when it comes to rap, I don't listen to that chat and be like, oh man, I'm about to take part in this dialogue. Them niggas is so biased and retarded.
Yeah.
Like they be like, oh drink.
Yeah, no,
nigga, that's Denton. Like nobody else in here is like that fucking stuff. Like everybody else.
If niggas being 100, man, like. I don't know how C3 could be a top 10 album when it ain't better than Carter 2.
It's not better than the Carter 2.
That C3 is top 10 argument.
Yeah. Like now if you said like C2, like yo, C2 top 10, 15 albums ever, I'd be like, yeah, you kind of crazy, but like, damn, you got an argument because.
You crazy, but it's a better argument than C3.
Yeah, you got a better argument with that because it's like. Damn, like Wayne was really rapping his ass off on Carter 2.
Yeah.
Like on every record.
Yeah, Wayne
like,
dropped the album. That shit was ass.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Jesus Christ. I didn't even listen to that shit, bro.
I'm not doing that to my ears anymore. I like some of the records on it, though.
Fuck that Wayne, shit.
I like Bastard. Bastard Child was like.
I enjoyed
good.
Mahogany.
Mahogany was cool.
That's all I listened to.
It's certain legends that I won't listen to. I just can't. I can't do it. Kanye is one. Wayne is another. M is another. In 2019, 20, I'm not listening to fam. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not. I haven't listened to Kanye's last two albums.
I tried.
I haven't listened to Kanye's last like four albums.
I tried.
I'm just not doing it, bro. I just can't. I can't. I haven't listened to Wayne last time for many projects. I don't know. I think the last Wayne project that I liked, even like, and I don't even like it that much, but like a little bit, was the Free Weezy shit on Tidal.
Oh yeah, that shit was kind of decent.
Oh, no, I thought you were gonna say Carter 4. That was the last one I liked.
Oh.
I'm talking about really, really, really like.
Yeah. And that's understandable because Free Weezy had the intro, and after that I don't listen to anything else. But that intro was so great that it's like.
Now you know what the crazy thing is, bro. Like I think it was like 2015? It might have been 2015. 2015 when that DJ Drama intro came out that Wayne put out.
Oh, he's fast.
I was like, yo. Yeah. He is back. And then next thing you know, that album dropping, I was like, fuck.
But the thing is that he's good for a feature. Oh, this nigga Sko just dipped out of nowhere. But he's good for a feature still. He's forever good for a feature.
Like, but my thing is, right, like, he know what niggas trying to hear, bro. Like, he know the delivery niggas trying
bro,
to hear.
I honestly don't think that he does, bro. Honestly, I don't think that he does. I really don't. I think Wayne is clueless. I don't think that he does, man.
Cause it's like,
Have you heard him speak in the past couple of years?
Yeah, he wildin'. Yeah, you right. Yeah.
But my thing is, you know.
Like, Wayne is literally, and I mean this literally, he is literally undefeated on soul beats. Like, I haven't heard not one miss by Lil Wayne on a soulful beat. If you can name one, please.
Yeah, but that's a cheat code. But that's a cheat code because a lot of niggas is undefeated on soulful beats. I can name five.
You can name five, but I bet you they all top 10 rappers ever.
No, they're not.
Who are they?
Hold on.
Cool.
Yeah, of course. Well, is Jadakiss in your top 10?
Low key, yeah. I mean, Jadakiss.
He
is.
He's like. But if he is, he's 8, 9. You know what I mean?
Jadakiss probably like 10 for me. He probably like number 10 for me, like top 10 of.
In my opinion. But he is undefeated on Soulful Beats. Like it's you can't question it.
Jadakiss literally undefeated on every beat.
Undefeated.
Like every single feature I've heard from Jadakiss, like I've never not liked the Jadakiss feature.
Is Rick Ross in your top 10?
No, he's probably in my top 15. But
okay, I mean, so there's
all his beats.
He gets into his trap shit sometimes, but
yeah, Soulful Beats are cheat code. Yeah, most of his beats are like that though.
But that shit is a cheat code though. So I can't even go to that point because that's just a cheat code.
You can't even be like, you can't even say that because look, put it like this, right? We trying to put like top 5 rappers ever, right? Top 5 rappers ever. You can't even say top 5 rappers ever because like all them niggas is gonna sound good on Soul Beats.
You said 10, and I said Ross, and he's in your 10, 15, and he doesn't miss on a Soulful beat. And I might even throw Fab in there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but Fab do what he want, bro. Like, sometimes, I've heard Fab on a Soulful beat sometimes, and that nigga missed. I've heard Fab miss on a Soulful beat.
That's more understandable, but...
I've heard him miss, like, and it's because he do too much sometimes.
Yeah, but bro, it's hard to miss on a Soulful beat, bro. It's really hard. Like when you're established and you can really rap, you're one of those. You're a rapper.
Exactly. So why don't just do what he do? Like if he could rap, then just get on a Soulful beat or get on something with like a nice sample and call it a day. Like he be getting on these whack ass fucking Fruity Loop beats. And acting like he about to go crazy.
Are you talking about Wayne or Fab? Because I can apply this to both.
Yeah, you can apply this to both, but it's more so Wayne. Because like he go on these whack ass Fruity Loop beats, and he turned the reverb all the way up.
Yeah.
His voice echoing shit. I'm like, yo, bro, don't nobody want to hear that shit. Turn that reverb down. Just use your regular voice like you did on Carter 2 and Call of the Day, bro. Like you smoke crap.
It's. I don't even know. I really don't think that. Number one, I think he outgrew that. C2 was pretty much an entire Soulful album. Like for the most part, it's beautiful. I think that he outgrew that. It's over for that. It's over.
But you know what the crazy thing is? It's like, yo, when we heard the original leak for the original Carter 3, all of them beats were Soulful.
Yeah.
Like if you listen like to not all of them, but like the leak, like,
I know what you're talking about.
But like I'm Me, like that got like a specific vibe to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Gossip 2, Kush 2. You're right.
Gossip, yeah, they all got like some type of vibe to them, like where you like, yeah, this nigga about to kill it.
Yeah, of course, because that's his bag. But I don't think that he knows that anymore. You're proving my point, bro. He's not here. He's not.
He's an idiot. He an idiot, bro.
I honestly don't think that he knows that niggas is trying to hear that. I don't think he. Well, the thing
Lean fucked his brain up. Of course,
that's not even a question. But if you look at the charts and you look and see, bro, you can't find. Hold on.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, you good?
Okay.
Oh shit!
But if you.
Hey, why
you chime in, bro?
but if you look at the charts and you look at the music that you look in the direction that music is going, you cannot find a Soulful beat in the top 10 in the top 50 of the Billboard charts, bro. That shit is dead.
And that's crazy to me, though. Like that's crazy to me.
It's crazy.
Because like, I honestly think
Wayne has pretty much gone with the sound of the times.
Yeah, and
he's pretty much gone with the sound of the times. Wayne has never really, I don't really know how to say this without being disrespectful.
Nah, go ahead, be disrespectful.
Do it.
Wayne is never.
They already dedicated a whole episode to it. Fuck it.
But well, that's just discography. But he hasn't really. Well, I don't know if I can say that. But he's pretty much gone with the Sound of Music, and the soulful shit's just not there anymore. It's a lost art. That's I think I honestly think that shit probably died when Kanye died. No bullshit. Cause Kanye was probably the last dude doing that shit.
This nigga said Kanye died.
No. If you really think about it, cause it's like when Hov came out with that 444, right? And that's all soul, like that's soulful shit.
Yeah.
Like old, like great samples and all that good shit. Like yeah. Niggas was like, nah, yo, that shit ain't nobody trying to hear that shit. Like what, nigga, you ain't trying to hear that? Like that shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that shit good. Like when I heard Marcy Me, I was like, yo, this is
unbelievable shit, bro.
I was like, unbelievable.
Shit, bro. I didn't like Marcy Me that much when it first came out. I love it now.
But... See, that's good though. That's good though. Like because that means that it aged beautifully though.
Yep.
Hey, by the way, side note, I don't mean to get off topic, but like, when the fuck was Life Is Good top two on the charts, bro?
The week it dropped, it's been number two the whole time.
Oh shit, bro.
Fuck like, that shit.
Damn, I didn't know that shit was up there like that. Oh, I know the box was number one, but I didn't know that Life Is Good was that high up.
Johnny, bro, what's wrong with you?
I hate music. I fucking hate music these days, bro. This shit is disgusting. It is. I hate it.
Nigga, Life Is Good is one of the few good songs that's out right now. Like,
yo, when you said Life Is Good, I thought you was talking about Nas. That's where my head is at. I hate this new shit, bro.
I hate this new shit. I mean, he got a point though, Reed. Because like I'm looking at the chart right now, bro.
I agree for sure.
It's disgusting.
Like I'm looking at this shit right now, and it's like, bro, what's going on?
Yeah,
like
no, really though.
Like it's disgusting. No guidance is like number 22 on the charts, and I'm like, how?
Where's Old Town Road at?
That shit probably like number 30 or some shit. But hold, let me see. Nah, it's all the way down. I think that shit gone.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit might. Thank God, but that shit gone. I think.
But like but I was
either,
saying.
Either way though, like I don't know how a song that good, like niggas let a JoJo song went over like that Chris Brown record. Like I knew shit was crazy after that. I knew shit was crazy after that. I'm like, yo, I've never heard that record. Like I literally usually when niggas win a Grammy, I'll be like, oh yeah, I heard that record.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm well versed in music, man. Like I listen to a lot of music. And it's like I never heard that record. Like I never even knew that she came out with music again.
But what I was saying was I think Kanye was the last person to really be active and be popular and do that soulful shit. And then he met Travis Scott and that shit died.
It was over after that. I think we should just smack the shit out of Travis Scott because he's.
I agree. Honestly, Travis Scott ruined hip hop.
Yeah, he really did. He really did. Nah, dead.
Come on, man.
He dead. He
is so irresponsible.
No, man.
He dead ass did, bro. Like, look at what.
But the thing is I could largely put the sound of like the entire landscape of music on Travis Scott's shoulder right now.
Dead ass.
How?
Because Kanye is one of the most influential people in music. People are going to follow what Kanye does. That's number one. Kanye is a follower anyways. If Kanye links with the right person, that's just going to... That's going to cause an entire generation of niggas to make the same music, bro.
And that's the crazy thing. Like, yo, if you look at it like this, right? Like, the change is so drastic. Like, you go from... Because Kanye's last... solo album before Yeezus was My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Then he made Watch the Throne with Hov, right? So let's say his last album before before Yeezus was Watch the Throne, right? And then you got Watch the Throne, and then you see the transition. And he go to Yeezus, and then you like, yo,
what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, like, yo, what the fuck is this, bro? And then next thing you know, you hear the thing where he's like always with Travis Scott and shit, and you're like. Man, I knew something was up, bro. Like, I knew something was up.
Yeah. Like, and the thing is Kanye is a great artist, but he's a follower at the end of the day.
Yeah, he take all his... Yo, all that nigga sounds...
All that nigga is sounds taken from for, somewhere.
Except for like his original, except for his original sound. Of course, he's like sampling and shit, but
and
his
original sound. That's not true either. That's not true either, because he got all that shit from No ID.
Oh yeah, I mean nah, but look, the way Kanye flipped a sample, nobody do it like that, bro.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, nobody like No ID. Nah, no.
Who does it better?
Nobody, No ID does not do it better than Kanye, bro. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. He does not do that shit better than Kanye.
That's understandable, yeah, that's but
nah, I'm dead.
That's understandable.
Like when we heard College Dropout and the shit that he did on College Dropout, we have never heard anything like that before. Literally, was nothing else like that out there. If you can name one, like if you can name another album like that.
No, you definitely cannot name another album like that. But the thing is when you got No ID as your mentor.
I mean,
And you got Consequence and other dude name?
Rhymefest,
Rhymefest. You have them niggas right in your bars. What do you expect?
Look, don't get me wrong, bro. Don't get me wrong. But my thing is like that's the point though. Like he had like his own sound that he formulated in his head. He did have the right mentor and shit, but I mean, look, shit, he had fucking anything. You could say he had a cheat code of mentors because he had Jay-Z in his corner too.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
But
oh yeah, he definitely had the cheat code.
But that's besides the point. I mean, you could say Drake had a cheat code too. You could say Wayne had a cheat code, like because Wayne had everybody trying to go. He had Hov trying to get at him when he was 18 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So I mean, like. These niggas had cheat codes. It's just that, I mean, like, it's just all about what you do with it. Don't get me wrong. I feel you, though. It's like Kanye hears something, and then he take it, and he make his own little shit with it. Like, when you heard T-Pain and Kid Cudi, I mean, 808 Heartbreaks came out of that.
Of course.
So, like, even though, I mean, like, that album is really good. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's good for what it's worth. But, like.
And even with My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, what some people argue is his best album. He was from Pusha T and Sahara Prince. He was in Hawaii with all the niggas. He was with them.
That album is literally Sahara Prince and Pusha T, bro. Like even going down to the album title, it sounds like a Pusha T album title.
Yeah.
Like deadass. Like if you look at Pusha T's album titles, like
it sounds
like a Pusha T album title, bro.
Yeah. So I mean. That's just who Kanye is. But at the end of the day, he's a great artist. And I don't mean to discredit him, even though I just did that for 10 minutes. But
nah, I mean, yeah. It's real rap, though. I mean, he has a great ear. Let's just put it like that. He got a great ear. And he know how to flip that into something of his own. But then Travis Scott came and ruined it.
Yeah, yeah. I honestly think that you could really put Travis Scott's name on a lot of this shit. And he fucked up hip-hop. No bullshit. Like, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, go. Just for fucking it up.
Nah, man. Because this shit is disgusting, bro. No bullshit. Like, it's nasty.
Nah, I heard that nigga on Hov album. I was like, yo, this nigga need to get the fuck out of here, bro.
Although he did produce that hard-ass song. Which one was that?
Yeah, Crown.
Crown? Oh, that shit ridiculous.
He produced that with that 13-year-old girl?
I don't know.
What's her name? It was like, what was her name? Like Wonder Woman or some shit like that? Or Wonder Girl?
Something like that. Either way, she a genius for whatever she did because that shit is incredible.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, no, of course not. But yeah, man. I think that's it. I'm watching All Star Game.
Yeah, that's a fact. I think that's wrapped for that.
Yep.
Fuck sleepers and everything. We just out of here. Ain't no good.
Hey, no, I got me a Joe Budden sleeper. Fact.
Oh, oh my mom. God.
Oh, hell no.
How
mom,
many Joe
man.
Budden sleepers do you have, nigga?
He's brave, bro.
This nigga wrong with you?
I have a lot. But.
What's wrong with you, bro?
But now, listen. Check this out. I won't do Joe Budden. All
right, I got a Chris Brown sleeper, though. I got a Chris Brown sleeper.
But at. Everybody talks about Exhibit C. I don't think Exhibit A gets enough credit.
Yeah, that's right.
And Exhibit A is unbelievable. So I'm going to do Exhibit A as my sleeper.
Hey, my sleeper is Home by Chris Brown.
Home?
Yeah, it's called Home.
Oh, that's not on Apple Music, though.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Just put the SoundCloud link under that bitch.
You gay.
Nah, it's a playlist.
Nah, fuck you. All right, let me give you another one, and y'all niggas smoking crack.
I like crack.
Damn, I cannot wait to go to Vegas, bro.
This nigga's retarded.
Listen, yeah, man.
He gonna gamble his face off.
Yeah, he gonna gamble his life away, bro. Yeah,
say that.
Shit crazy.
A lady right here, don't be spilling the beans like that.
Oh, my fault.
Spilling the beans. Nah, but I got another sleeper though. Denton ain't gonna like this, but
let's go push.
Yeah, let's go push. So like, my shit is gonna be what's his face? MPA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Money
for the alcohol.
I agree. Unbelievable. That shit is great. Yeah, yo, honestly, that album is so something. We're going to get up out of here. But that album, that album is really different. Yeah.
That album is,
that's one of those. I don't know if he got another one of those in him. I hope he does, but.
I think he do.
I'm lying. Honestly, he needs to get away from Kanye. He really does. I don't want to see pushing Kanye no more. That's
what you mean?
Dead.
Kanye the reason why that album is what it was.
Yep.
Well, Kanye, for the last
Kanye
one.
Kanye did that album. Kanye, what you mean? Daytona?
I really didn't.
Oh
what?
My God.
It was just alright. It's not even close to King Push, bro. It's really not.
Nah, yo, there's literally not one miss on Daytona, bro.
But bro, you gonna put that in the same thing as you gonna put that in the same sentence as King Push?
No, I'm not saying it is as good as King Push, but I could tell you that it's not one miss on Daytona.
Fam, King Push damn near a classic just based off Beans verse.
Yo, he really don't know
Beans verse
Daytona though.
Oh my. Yeah. Dog.
Yo, that Beans verse crazy though.
Ridiculous.
I want niggas to know that. Like that Beans verse.
No, really, man. Understand something. That Beans verse is insane.
Yo, we gonna talk about how Push is undefeated on every album he's dropped.
Yep. That's facts.
Niggas not ready for that convo.
They really not ready.
Except for Daytona.
Daytona is really that deal, bro. Like that shit.
I gotta listen to
incredible.
That shit again, maybe. I gotta run that shit back.
Bruh, go in your room, sit there in the dark somewhere or some shit. Go sit in the bathroom or something. I don't know, man. But whatever the fuck you gotta do.
What a sick ass.
Listen to that shit.
Just put
that shit in your headphones and just vibe straight through. Straight from if you know all the way through the infrared. Like, and he capped that shit off like perfectly. Like, cause infrared, I bump that shit in the gym every day. I don't give a fuck.
All right, we're going to have to see.
Infrared hot.
What you got, Reed?
I'm going to keep it on the R&B side. It's called No Reason by Christian Kamal.
I like that record.
Nigga, you ain't never heard that shit.
I heard that shit.
Kill this nigga, bro.
I good ass heard it, bro.
What the title look like, or what the cover art look like.
Shit, I don't know, but I heard it.
Kill this nigga.
I'm dead ass. I heard that shit before.
Man, don't worry, bro.
Cause the nigga who made the song, he kind of looked like you.
Alright. You right. But still.
I'm dead ass.
Nah, he right. Just a little bit.
Yeah, he do. Like he got the way Reek smiling in his Avi, it looked just like the way this dude smiling.
Oh.
Yo, I'm a sick nigga to smile like that in the picture. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know what was on my mind at that time, but
nigga try to act like I didn't know, but like I don't know about this music. You hear this shit, Ajay? This nigga crazy, bro.
Yeah, you're
not. Yo, you remember what Tory said though? That nigga said, "I look like a well groomed."
I'm out. I'll see y'all boys next episode though.
All right, we out.
Peace.